This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. It's great having today. Carolyn LeGrand is my guest today. Carolyn and her husband, Alan, are longtime friends and supporters of this ministry. Carolyn and her husband are owners of Tri-County Equipment in Kearney, Oklahoma, a farm and ranch business which specializes in used and antique tractor parts, farm equipment parts. Carolyn is a retired educator with a master's degree in secondary education. She not only taught for years, but provided training and professional development for teachers and students across the great state of Oklahoma. Carolyn's been writing for several years, and her recent story about her donkey Sissy appears in the May-June edition of the Guidepost Magazine's All Creatures, the Animals, and Who Share Our Lives. And the picture of her and her donkey Sissy appear on this month's front cover. So welcome, Carolyn, to BPNRadio.com. It's great having you today.
Thank you so much. It's great to have an opportunity to visit with you today, Pastor Dale. I really appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Well, I believe that dreams really do come true. That's kind of our theme, and we have a new theme song we're going to play later. But it really came true for you. I remember seeing you writing several years ago, and you believed that one word from God could change your life, and you took up writing. And it's just an amazing opportunity to hear your story and to celebrate your article that's published in this month's Guidepost Magazine's The Animal Edition. And to have your picture appearing on the very front cover, that's amazing.
Yes, very amazing. And I want to thank you several years back. As a matter of fact, it was about 4 years ago that you called Alan and me. And without even knowing about that I had started writing, you spoke a word into our lives, and especially to me, and said that you saw that I was going to be writing. And now, 5 years later, that has occurred, and I just feel so blessed and honored what God has done.
Well, I declare that one word from God can change people's lives forever. And what an honor to have your article appear, your story appear in the Guidepost All Creatures magazine, and especially to have you and Sissy's picture on the very front page there. Tell us the story of Sissy, your Sicilian donkey. And, you know, I grew up in Oklahoma, but, you know, I don't know that I've ever heard of anybody that had heard of 20 donkeys. And what is a Sicilian donkey, and how did you get 20 donkeys? And then tell your story.
Okay. yes, it's exciting. Well, the Sicilian little donkey comes from the island of Sicily, and they've been around for many, many hundreds of years. And Sissy is just one of our 37 now donkeys.
Oh, wow.
And actually, the herd started years ago, and Alan, being the good negotiator that he is, took 3 donkeys in on trade for a piece of farm equipment over 18 years ago.
Wow.
And since then, our herd has grown to about 37 donkeys. So that's how we came about with the Sicilian donkeys on our little farm.
And the Sicilian donkeys, I understand, help protect the cattle. Is that correct?
Yes, they have a very protective nature. They're very docile, but they can be a little temperamental, just like people.
Yeah.
And so, yes, they tend to be protective. Many times when I go out and walk in the field, especially Jack. He's the male herd donkey. He will come up and be my very best friend and will keep any of the other donkeys from being with me. And that's probably, he also wants some of the cattle or donkey pellets, probably would be the appropriate term. And so I hand feed him also. But he will not let donkeys within about 2 feet of me as long as he wants to have my attention.
Well, we know that donkeys go way back in the Bible to Jesus' days. Jesus had a donkey,
yes.
Right?
Yes. And it was said that the Sicilian donkeys, and which Sissy, the story is about, is one of those donkeys, that they have a cross on their back. And the story is that when Jesus was on the cross, and after Palm Sunday, of course, he rode a donkey through town, that while Jesus was on the cross, he blessed the little donkey with a permanent cross on its back. And today, you can see in the article that the donkeys, or if you go online, Sicilian donkeys have a distinctive, very dark brown cross that goes from head to tail and across their shoulders.
That's amazing. Amazing. And so you've got several donkeys, but there's a special story about a special donkey, the name of Sissy.
Yes.
And tell us the story. Tell us the story, Carolyn.
Okay. Well, the story's entitled One Stubborn Little Donkey. And it was a tough time in Alan and my life. We were dealing with my mom's care, the farm, drought, our business. And at the time, it seemed like God was far away. And then Sissy, our little donkey, was now having birthing problems. And so to start out actually on the farm and trying to run that, and then my mom, during that same year, fell and broke a hip. So she had a hip replacement and was in a rehab facility. So here we were dealing with all of this, and one Saturday, we had gone down to the farm to take care of our animals, which we normally did once or twice, sometimes three times a week. And we were just trying to keep the farm going and everything together. And it was just really amazing to see God's hand in all of this. We knew that Sissy was going to be birthing in a few days. We didn't know quite the time frame. And Alan had gone out to feed the cattle, or feed the donkeys, rather. And he looked around, and at that time we had about 20, 25 donkeys. And there was one little lone donkey standing under a parched cottonwood tree, and that happened to be Sissy. And he noticed something was not quite right, and he walked out closer to her, and he realized she was starting to give birth. But there was just something wasn't quite right about the birthing process. So I was watching from inside the house and had stepped out to go out. And Alan said, Sissy's giving birth, but the baby is backwards and upside down, and it's not coming. And Alan had delivered a lot of animals in his lifetime. He has a farm ag background and even helped vets. And I said, should I call the vet? Well, it was late on Saturday, and vet clinic was closed. And he said, you know, we're probably not going to have time. And even if we do, you know, the baby may not make it. So, you know, I just felt like I'd said a lot of prayers, but they didn't seem to go anywhere at time. And I said, God, you own the animals on a thousand hills. Please help Sissy with her baby. And minutes passed, and Sissy kept wandering around the little area that we had for her and just struggling. And Alan kept trying to help her with the birthing process, and it just didn't work. And about 30 minutes later, she was still wandering. And I just prayed, please, God, help her. I don't like to see any animal suffer. And so finally, after about an hour, her little legs just collapsed, and she laid down on the dirt. And Alan just gritted his teeth with all his might and was able to pull the little foal out. And Sissy just laid there and looked at the little foal, and we realized it had died. And after the birthing process, though, if a animal, donkey, cattle, sheep, if they don't get up immediately, they can sometimes become paralyzed in their legs due to the stress of the birthing process. So I looked down at Sissy and I said, "Come on, girl, time to get up." Mm-hmm. But she just remained motionless. And I knew, you know, she was breathing, her eyes were alert, but I thought, oh my goodness, if she doesn't get up, she's not going to make it. And she just wouldn't budge, and we tried to pull her up. And so finally, we were just all alone. It was starting to get dark, and the sun was setting, and we had lots of other cattle we needed to feed and other chores to get done. So we took her some water, tried to get her to eat some cattle pellets. And Alan and I said, "God, we've done all we can do. She's in your hands." And Alan and I walked back to the truck, and I thought, well, this is probably the last time I'm going to see Sissy alive. So we got in the old farm truck, and it was turned toward Sissy. And I looked up, and then I paused, and I looked up again. And there was Sissy, and she was standing up with her cross facing the sky.
Wow.
So the message from all of this was, just as the donkey had carried Jesus and that cross had been placed there by Jesus, that cross faced heaven. And no matter how much our burden seemed heavy, God would always show us a way to carry them, and that was a little cross to hope for me.
That's amazing. So Sissy got up, and then there's another part to the story about Sissy.
Yes.
Sissy did not die.
No, she did not die. And about a year and a half later, she gave birth to a foal. And then last year, she gave birth to a little baby donkey or foal again on our anniversary, which I thought was kind of cool. And so she has done very well since then.
Well, that is an amazing story, and we invite everybody to get the May June edition of the Guidepost Creatures magazine. And also, I looked a while ago, and that's online. People can go online at guidepost.org/all-creatures. And or they can just type in "a donkey's message of hope," and that comes right up.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. And yeah. Also, I was going to say, if they want a condensed version of the story, they can also go to the guidepost.org/Sissy, and there's a summary by Megan, one of the editors, too.
Oh, wow.
And so, and I want to also just say a big thanks to the Guidepost editors and staff. They were marvelous in helping us.
You know, it's an amazing honor, Carolyn, to be able to get your story printed in Guidepost. I mean, I know that they get thousands of entries probably every month, and
yes.
And then for your picture to appear on the front cover, it's amazing. So, you believe that God answers prayer concerning animals?
Oh, definitely. I thought back a few days ago to the many times I've prayed for my animals, and I think the first time was praying for some hamsters. I think one broke its leg one time, and we prayed, and it was healed. So since I was a child, I've been praying for my animals.
Well, you know, I asked that question, and I believe what you're saying, but so many people, they believe in the healing for a person, but they seem to have a difficult time believing for healing for their animals. But I grew up in Oklahoma, and I don't remember my dad ever taking one of our animals to the vet, veterinarian. I guess we just couldn't afford it. And also, but he would treat them through natural means, and maybe putting some castor oil down them or olive oil or something, and then he would also lay hands on animals and pray for them. And I saw our pets, you know, recover. And so I knew early on that God does answer prayer concerning our animals, and that we can pray. And I don't believe that a prayer of faith is limited to just a person. The prayer of faith, the Bible said, will save the sick. Now, he didn't say a male sick or a female sick. He said the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. So I believe that God can heal animals, and I believe that people can pray for their animals and believe for healing. So in a little while, I'm going to have you to pray for people that have a pet that may be sickly, may be dying, like Sissy was. And I just believe that you can pray the prayer of faith on behalf of people that has a sick animal. Now, there's a lot of people that have sick animals, and we very seldom have anybody that says, I'm going to pray for your animal, your cat or your dog or your donkey. But we'll do that. Tell us how you got started writing. I know you got a prophetic word, but we hear something, see something, but then we have to do something. So how did you get started?
Well, as I mentioned, the year 2013 was a year of total change in my life. I'd retired. My mom fell. You'd called and given a word that I was going to start writing. And I also attended a Write Well, Sell Well conference, which is a faith-based writing conference. But in June of 2013, about 2 hours after I turned in my classroom keys to retire, I had a call that came from a colleague, and she asked me if I would be interested in a writing project for new teachers. And I immediately said, well, yes, I think so. And I loved it. So for the year 2013 through May of 2014, that school year, I wrote weekly tips for new teachers and just loved doing it. And then I attended my first Write Well, Sell Well conference and was so encouraged by the people that I met. A lot of published writers, articles, books, and they were so encouraging. And then, as we said earlier, you called and confirmed that because you had no idea I was starting to write. And then Mom fell later that fall and broke her hip and was in the hospital for about 3 weeks. But I even continued to write during those 3 weeks. I would handwrite it out, come back on the weekend and type it into my computer and submit it. So, and I never missed one of my deadlines that whole 9 months that I was writing those teacher tips. So I think something that was really helpful was just developing my vision, and I knew I'd found a new career. And at that conference that I went to, they told the attendees, everyone has a story. Just observe what's going on around you. And look and for the inspirational in those things, and persevere, never give up. And I became inspired that maybe I could possibly write a Guidepost magazine article one day, because there was some people that had written for Guideposts that encouraged me. So that was basically how I got started, and I just kept on persevering, and just don't give up. Some of my tips that I've found over the last 3 or 4 years is just, find a good mentor and just start writing. Don't worry about how it sounds. Try to find a regular time to write. I take courses and read books on writing. Find a good editor. And writing is really about rewriting. This story that we talked about today, One Stubborn Little Donkey, I'm sure I've rewritten that at least 20 to 25 times. And I first submitted it to Guidepost probably three and a half years ago. And this is the third time that it was submitted. And actually had an opportunity during this Write Well, Sell Well conference last year to do a pitch or tell my story to an editor. And when I finished, he said, submit it. And I knew that God had answered a prayer for me.
That's amazing. That's amazing, Carolyn LeGrand, that you you did not quit, and it took it took over 3 years to get your story published. I believe that so many people, they give up too quickly. You know, maybe they have a fear of rejection or a spirit of rejection on them, and once their story is not published or not accepted, they quit. But I know you started, and that's it's important just to start writing. You know, when the Holy Spirit called me to preach the gospel, I just started preaching. I'd get into the den of our home, and I would just preach. I would practice, and so you just started out writing, and now God has given you some open doors. So you know, I guess the key is just start, right? Get started.
Yes, and just get it. I say out of my head onto the paper, and I do it many times. I write it down with just the pen and paper, and then put it into my computer. But just, and don't edit at that time. Don't worry about how it sounds, because lots of times you just have fragments and segments of your story. And as you start rewriting and fine tuning it, and I always pray and ask guidance for what I'm writing. And the bottom line is that it will minister and help people. That's why I write.
Okay. When you started writing, what did you start writing about? What was your first writing experience?
Well, basically, this sissy story was my first writing experience.
Oh, wow.
It really was, well, I think it's quite healing many times just to write and get those thoughts and feelings down on paper. And then as I wrote and started looking at the history of the Sicilian donkeys, I thought, oh, what a wonderful way that God has blessed those little creatures with that cross. And every time I look at those little crosses, it's a promise that the cross leads to hope.
Wow. So, what an amazing story. And I think that so many people that want to write, have a desire to write, a passion to write, They may not know what to write about. So, so would you suggest they write an article instead of starting out with a book? They write an article first of all.
That's what seems to be working in my life. At first, I was going to write a book, and when you start writing a book, I thought, oh my goodness, it seemed really overwhelming. And I thought, well, maybe I can just write 2 or 3, 4 pages of an article, and who knows, someday maybe I'll be able to compile those into my book. Many people have done that as I've listened to people. But the main thing is just to start writing. As you do, you will fine-tune your skills, and those can someday become possibly a book for me. But right now I feel like my direction is to write articles and share those.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing the stories that are in people that are never told. I've been I don't know if you've ever watched the Walton series or not, but Gene and I watched the entire series, and about John Boy, his writing, and all of the things that he started out wanting to write about, but finally just started writing about his family there on Walton's Mountain in Virginia, and of course you know, that eventually became a book. But it was just simple stories about his family. So I believe that people have stories to tell, but they've never put it on paper. And what you did, you got the call, you had the desire, passion, and you started doing it. So I'm sure that you and I both could just encourage people just to do it. And who knows what might happen? My son wrote a song, and I'm going to play the song in a few minutes. But it's just called "Dreams Really Do Come True." Just simply sharing what I share on BPNRadio.com. Well, in my ministry the past many years, and you know, he's not really a songwriter, but he's attempted some. He got this in his spirit. So if it's writing a book, writing a song, it's very, very important that we just get started, put it on paper. And, of course, you are a true living example, Carolyn LeGrand, of what can happen when we do that. So what projects do you have in motion concerning your writing, future writing, or current?
Well, a couple of things. One, again, is a story about our farm and finding a Bible that belonged to my father several years back, and that has prompted a story for me. And then we've had quite a few caregiving experiences with family members over the last 4 years. So I think there may be a story somewhere in all of that. So that's, I try to have a story published, one that I'm just about ready to send in to publish, and then one that I'm working on and one I'm thinking of. So I kind of have four projects usually mm-hmm. going on at one time.
Well, I see you in days to come having a book comprised of people's animal stories that maybe they never got published. You know, there's a lot of people mm-hmm. that send in stories that never get published, but I see you comprising other people's stories, and you know, it's I believe it could be an exciting adventure. I have a friend here in Austin, Texas, that when Donald Trump was elected president, he invited people to write a prayer for every day of the year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I don't know how many thousands of people sent in their prayer, but one of my friends in Austin, his prayer is published in that list of prayers for the entire year. And and he eventually went to Washington, D.C., and you know, dreams really do come true. So the president had his prayer published. I've got some other friends that the day and the night that Donald Trump was inaugurated, they were a backup band to play for his inauguration, and I believe the Beach Boys were scheduled, but they backed off. And these three friends of mine, they sang at the inauguration there for the President of the United States. I mean, just some people from Fort Worth, Texas. So all things are possible, and nothing is impossible. And I believe that you're gonna be an encouragement to a lot of other people that have an animal story to tell. And
that's wonderful.
And we'll give you the rights to put their story in a book, and yeah, that's going to be exciting. So how can people send their story to you or make contact with you? Have any contact information?
Okay, they could email me, and my email is tritright.net. That's tritrig.net. That's our business name. So
okay. So if you have a if you have a story, you'd like to contact Carolyn LeGrand, go to tri-county@brightok.net. And we'll also put this on our Facebook page, so people, if they have a story, they can contact you. Well, dreams.
Thank you so much. Uh huh. And I also wanted to, I didn't mention this earlier, but Siobhan Williams was our photographer for all of the pictures in the article too, and she did a fabulous job too. I wanted to give a little shout out to her too for her help.
Well, okay, we'll give a shout out to her, and we need to celebrate other people, and
yes.
We're going to have you to pray. But a personal thank you from Dale and Jean Gentry, you and Alan, and your business there has supported us longer than any individuals. For many years, you guys have supported this ministry, and we just want to say thank you. We're very, very grateful that you've sown into our lives, and it's an honor to be able to sow into your life today and to have you on. And why don't you conclude, Carolyn, with a prayer for people that who has a sick animal, maybe a missing animal, or you know, their animal needs healing, needs a miracle, needs prayer. So I'll play some worship music and let you go for it. Okay.
Dear God, we thank you for the gift of all the little creatures that you've given us for our pleasure, to make our lives better here on earth. We pray that you would bless each and every owner of a pet or a precious little animal, and help us to believe for healing, Lord, just as people are healed. And if you can create the world, you can heal a little creature. And I think of Balaam in the Bible, whose donkey talked to him. And if you can cause a donkey to talk, Lord, you can heal a little donkey, and you have. And we just praise you and thank you, and we pray for those animals that might be sick right now that need healing. We also pray for all of those animals that are service animals and daily help people through their lives. Yes. And we thank you for all the many blessings that you provide in our lives, and that you care. If you have the hairs on our head numbered, we know that you care for our precious little animals and our little creatures that we love. In your name, amen.
Thank you very much, Carolyn. God bless you. Don't forget, this program is going to be replayed at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. Bless you, Carolyn LeGrand.
Thank you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Blessed to open my eyes and see. Blessed to step out of my bed, roll over in the morning and kiss her head. Oh, I'm blessed. Good afternoon to you, sir, he said to me as he sat on the corner on the curb with his hands on his knees. Could you spare some change for me to eat? As the dollars at the bottom of his cup, he said to me, he said, I am blessed. He said, I am blessed. Blessed to walk, blessed to talk, blessed to breathe, blessed to open my eyes and see. Blessed to be alive and well. By the way I'm living now, you probably couldn't tell, but I'm blessed. So the fella's going out late one night, she coming with us, he said, oh, that's alright, I got something that's waiting at home for me. A little girl and a wife I love, and I thank God up above, and I am blessed. I am blessed. Blessed to walk, blessed to talk, and blessed to breathe, blessed to open my eyes and see. Blessed to be alive and well. Ooh. I said, la-da-da-da,
said la-di-dee-down, I said la-di-dee-down, da-da-da-down, ra-da-fa-fa-la-da-da-town, da-da-dee-down, I said la-di-dee-down, I said la-di-dee-down, down-down, down-down.
I see the stars that you have made. I know you call them each by name. To think Father God, whom heaven displays, is thinking of me in intimate ways. I stand amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed. I stand amazed in all of your glory. True love's sweetest story. I stand amazed. See the nails piercing your skin. My wicked heart driving them in. I see the spear piercing your side. And I see the stand amazed. I stand amazed, so amazed in all of your glory, that you would die for me. I stand amazed.
Thank you. God so loved this whole world that he gave his only son. And if we will cleave to him, we'll not perish, but we'll have eternal life, and we'll never be condemned, for God's promises are yes.
My raging seas, you